I'm going to give you two views regarding the documentary, short film, whatever you want to call it, called The Tender Swindler. First, I'll give you the misogynistic one. Finally, motherfuckers out here robbing women. Women have been robbing men for decades. What do you mean robbing men for decades? Well, I'll dumb it down to you. Women have conned men for millions. Not one woman. This nigga was conning women for millions and millions. You know, he was robbing these women. But niggas have been gullible for years, fam. It's happened to men for centuries. And it's about time it happens to women. You know, they wanted gender equality. This is the equality that you can get scammed in the pretense of you're loved. Women scam men all the time. They say they love niggas, but they're actually with niggas because these niggas have money. So now a nigga is doing that. The worst part is this nigga is scamming regular ass women. See, this nigga Simon was making women take personal loans, bro. Mortgaging their shit just to give him money so he can ball out with other women. So it's just crazy, my personal opinion. But God forbid, I feel sorry for all the women that lost their money, that are in debt because of this motherfucker. You gotta give him props. He managed the dice game like nobody else, fam. This guy was doing things that shouldn't be done. This dude was booking private jets, sleeping in 5-star hotels, restaurants, living the good life. And he was living the good life off other people's money. That's what made him genius. This nigga was level smart. You know, he took frauding people to the next level. Yo, this nigga had 4 or 5 bitches in different area codes, my nigga. He was doing things that I don't think can be done. You know, this nigga had a way. He was lying, calling himself the Prince of Diamonds. And he had enemies from different states and stuff. And he tricked this woman to... This nigga was recycling pictures and audios, man. That's how powerful this nigga phone game is. You know, I can barely do that personally. I can't manage that type of level of brilliance this nigga was able to be doing, man. This nigga was the fucking Jedi of the tender game. He was meeting bitches left, right, and center, and he was stealing these women money left, right, and center. This was more of a Ponzi scheme. This is what this nigga did. This nigga would take money from one girl and go spoil the other girl with that money. And then take money from that girl and go spoil that other girl with that money. It was just an appearance thing. He would take a girl on the first date. A girl would be in this country and he would fly her out to another country. He'd be like, "Hey, I'd love to hang out with you, but I got a meeting there and there. Would you mind getting on this private jet with me?" So you see wealth because he's wearing expensive suits and this nigga got on Balenciaga, Dolce. He got Dior. This nigga's looking fly as hell. He's looking good. And you're like, okay, this nigga's looking good. This nigga's wearing good. This nigga got money. This nigga taking me to private islands. He taking me to places that I never thought I was gonna go. That's how these women saw it. So if money is projected to you, even if it's for a phase of a month, where all drinks on him, he could take out your family, your friends, all drinks on him. When this nigga say, "Yo, I'm getting audited," or something wrong with this. Like, this nigga was saying, "I got enemies because, you know, diamond business, we do a lot of illegal shit on the side to get these diamonds. So my security team told me not to use my credit cards because these motherfuckers are tracing me wherever I use my credit card. So borrow me your credit card." And as a human being, you'd be like, "I saw this nigga flex it. This nigga was driving a Lamborghini. This nigga had me in a hotel for 5 days. Hotel that cost $5,000. A night where we were eating and dining in a 5-star restaurant where he was spending $1,000 a meal." And like, this nigga got money. And this nigga was so good that he would send you bank statement that the money's on the way. Because what happens, you know, with banks, if they're transferring money from one account to the other in terms of countries, it takes a little while, 3 to 4 business days. So when that happens, he sends you the receipts like the money's on the way. And you like, shit, the money's on the way. And what he did is with the receipt, he take 40,000 off a girl. And when he claims or pretending to return the money, he would turn with 50,000, like an extra 50 for your kindness. And these bitches would be real fucking happy. And other things, these bitches would be helping this nigga because they genuinely love this motherfucker. I heard one of them bitches was like, oh, this nigga was treating me like a royal princess. I wanted the princess treatment and this nigga was giving it to me. So when you look at it in a misogynistic way, fuck, this nigga was doing all male justice, man. Niggas been robbed for centuries. It was time for one nigga to rob one couple of hoes. So kudos to him. But if you're looking at it from a different perspective of a more concerned and, you know, a person with emotional intelligence, you're like, damn, this nigga was a cruel motherfucker. And it's strange how this nigga doesn't even get charged for these. Because how he got the money is out of love. You know, he was in trouble. There was evidence of him being in trouble that he presented to you when you gave out the money willingly. Yes, he scammed you. He wasn't in trouble. He promised to pay you back. But he didn't. In most cases, he didn't even promise to pay back. It was more of a love thing. And these women were like, I'm helping Boo out. Cause Boo's cool. Boo be doing nice things for me. But they be putting themselves in a massive pool of shit. And I think it's common family. Like, if a nigga came, started dating your daughter and took the whole fucking family to Hawaii, and y'all were treated like kings while you were there, and 3 months, 4 months later passed, and this nigga says, I'm having a little issue with this, and I need this, y'all giving out, even if he says, I got this business deal looking real good, and extra money, how much money can you guys cock up so I could cut you in this deal? I'm telling you, for the fact, even if it's 4, 5, 6 cousins, them niggas are taking bank loans because they see this nigga's projecting wealth. This nigga's wealthy. So they're taking out loans to give this nigga so he could pop a new deal and get them shares of money for it. But it turns out it's a fucking scam. And it's brilliant in that sense. When you look at that, like these niggas are dope, man. How come I ain't thinking of this shit? That's what you thinking. But when you think about it, if you were a human being, you care about other people, it's not really cool for a motherfucker to do that to people. Now, how could a person do that to other people? And the worst part, this nigga doesn't even serve time for all the crimes he committed. He serves time for small little crime. This nigga doesn't even go for a fucking year in jail. And then he goes on to flex on social media. Now he got his new Israeli model. And I'm like, wow, this nigga's living a dream. And I recently learned that any crime you do, federal crimes, are not the same as drug crimes. Like, if you scam people, you're likely to get 5 to 6 years. If, like, robbing a bank, if you rob a bank, and if you scam a motherfucker, you could rob a bank and walk out with 50,000. But if you scam motherfuckers off 50,000, you'll get less time. So, why isn't more people scamming folks? It takes a lot of work and a lot of experience. It's not like getting in a bank and just start shooting your motherfuckers and taking all the money. You got to convince people. You know, convince people to the level where they feel like they're giving you the money. And with a good lawyer, you can get the fuck out of the court. Because lawyer be like, she gave it to me out of love. And the evidence in the text message will be like, shit, this nigga got this money from this hoe out of love. So it's beautiful in that sense. So what, for me, what this teaches women and men, stop taking expensive fucking trips to Dubai, all these countries, and expecting nothing in return. You know, all these women were taking private jets to different countries across Europe. They could have been humanly trafficked. A lot of shit could have gone wrong instead for them actually being scammed is a positive or a beneficial outcome for their lives. I'm like, you get into a private jet with a motherfucker you just met on Tinder. You just met on the internet. You met on a dating app, and this nigga putting you on a private jet to some fucking foreign country you don't know. You probably never even been to. Think about it this way. You could actually get slaughtered. You could get killed and your organs could be fucking harvested. So you gotta be smart. You gotta use your smarts, ladies. Nothing is for free in this world. With everything, there's a positive and a negative reaction. The positive reaction is you having a good ass time. The negative reaction, now you got debts to pay for a nigga who entertained other bitches across the globe. This nigga had these hoes picking out apartments. Man, this nigga was the shit. Shout out to Simon. Simon, you were king. I ain't supporting you. I'm just saying, man. That shit was crazy. And these bitches were hurt. I gotta pay homage to the last girl. The girl who sold his Balenciaga, his Gucci, all his clothes. And that got him really frustrated. This nigga was panicking, bro. I'm like, this girl is banana. This girl's a pimp. Shout out to her, man. I don't know. Maybe she lost more money, but she made a little back. And the fact that her revenge was even sweeter than getting him to jail, because this nigga took 6 months and he was out, fam. And he wasn't even charged for scamming these hoes. He was charged for other crimes related to fraudy things. So I'm just saying. Shout out to that last girl who took all his clothes and sold them and kept the money for herself. Shout out to you, boo-boo. You a queen. She scammed the scammer. She swindled the swindler. And you gotta say, damn, girl, you powerful. So, wait a minute. Did I even rate this film? I don't think I did, man. I just said a bunch of shit that I wanted to say. I said, man, documentary's dope. I think everyone should check it out. Man, it was trending on social media. I bet everybody checked it out. So if you listen to this, you probably haven't checked it out, man. You missing out, you dumb. Go check it out. You know, before you do something stupid and get scammed, nigga. I feel like every woman should watch this because it shows women that stop dating rich motherfuckers who take you to places. Different places. You know, it's better to build up your own shit. I'm not saying if a rich nigga pull up to you, say, nah, nigga. No, I'm just saying do better research. Do better fucking research. Start Googling motherfuckers. Call the company. You know, people be Googling shit. Oh, he work at this company. Call the motherfucking company. Call the company. Yes, niggas can set up websites. Fine. They can set up website? Oh, you don't say. What the fuck does the business do? Oh, the business dealing diamonds? What are some of their customers? Can I go to a store and see some of these niggas' products? Oh, they're an online company? Ah, how many users these people got? You know, research that type of shit. In fact, if someone says he's a fucking CEO of a company, his fucking face and name should be on the goddamn website. And if it is on the website, call the fucking company and ask about the motherfucker. If you can't call, go to the fucking company. If you can't go to the company, ask somebody you know who probably in the company or, you know, find out who's working in the company and ask them about this nigga. You could pretend that you're trying to work out a deal. You're trying to find out the type of person he is because you don't want to deal with scums. You want to deal with people that have a higher morale. Stuff like that. That could work for your bum ass. So do that, ladies. Do the fuck that. Anyway, I'm out. Bye, folks.